This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Ritt, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'm here with Chief Dan Alexander of the Boca Raton Police Department. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go ahead and get started talking about the VIPER program. What exactly is the VIPER program, and how did you come up with the concept?
Well, we're really looking to establish a coherent and unified communication strategy, and particularly a strategy that worked for Boca Raton, and VIPER was it for us. It really hit on the different areas that we thought were important as it relates to our community policing strategy. So, you know, VIPER stands for Visibility, Intelligence, Partnership, Education, and Resources. And the key thing about that is that each one of those elements is important to our constituents. So visibility is important in the sense that people want a very visible police department. But beyond that, we look to develop a marketing strategy that was consistent. So our signs look the same. Everything's branded consistently the same way in terms of literature and even through to the website. Intelligence is important just from the standpoint that we're all striving to be intelligence-led police departments. And there's a ton of information out there, to include, the typical things we get out of reports, but also video and license plate recognition. So, we're looking to do a good job of bringing all that together, analyzing it well, and being smart in the way we approach our policing. Partnerships are the core of community policing. It's important to us on a number of different levels. And so that's at the heart of the VIPER program. Education is key. And again, it's more of a two-way communication pattern with us and the residents, but it's important for us to keep people informed of what's going on out there and to encourage them to take steps to protect themselves. And then resources is essentially what we're all about, the things that we have available to us to police our community. And we do a lot in terms of outreach to let people know that we are a full-service police department and we're using their resources efficiently. So, VIPER in a nutshell really, communicates to people what we're about as a police department.
And, as you said, partnership is a core element of community policing. Is there a specific type of organization that you're targeting when you're looking for partnerships for the VIPER program?
No, I think that, those constituencies are broad, and the beauty of the program is that we're able to reach out to a much wider audience out there. And it's not specifically just residents. It could be organizations. We've connected with people out there that we didn't know about until we were out there in the different media. Even in terms of residents, providing them different vehicles in order to communicate with us, to stay informed and aware of what's going on out there. So there really isn't a specific audience. We really look at everyone as a constituent.
And what's been the reaction to the program from a law enforcement side, even business and the community?
Yeah, it's been very positive from the beginning. We had a task force established early on as we looked at this communication strategy that involved elements from business, social organizations, and residents. Even in the middle of the strategy, we put together focus groups to look at some of what we were doing and to provide feedback on not only overall strategy, but how we were approaching it, signs and brochures and that type of thing. So the feedback's been great. I think it's just natural that folks would want to be involved with the department and how the department communicates. But it was really, really positive for us on a number of different levels.
If you could share with us one of the success stories that you've had since beginning the program.
Well, we've had a number of different successes on various levels. We've had specific feedback on videos, let's say, that we posted online. We had one case in particular where a television was stolen from a business. We put that video online, and then someone picked up on it later on, called us with a tip, and we were able to make an arrest in that case. Had similar experiences with a robbery that occurred within the last year or so. So, we get a lot of feedback that's case-specific. But I think more importantly is the connection that you make through a broad and all-inclusive communication strategy. You're connecting with the community is what it's all about. So I really value the connections we've made on a broad scale, but also on an individual basis. I've actually met people and connected with people in the community through our presence in social media and through the strategy that I would not have connected with otherwise.
And how exactly are you using social media to get your message out and increase the visibility of your police department?
I think the beauty of the social media right now is that there's so many different ways for us to connect and communicate. We are involved in Twitter and Facebook. We post on YouTube and have that available. But aside from that, too, we provide specific points of information through text messages. We do offender alerts for sex offenders. We do crime alerts that are specific to a menu that a resident can choose from to get specific information back on their neighborhood. And we do interactive mapping, so folks can come to our site if they don't want to be bothered by text messages and email to look at specific areas at specific times for the crimes that are occurring in that area. We'll do email that's specific to either major cases or issues that are going on that people can subscribe to email in general. And we'll do a newsletter from time to time. So, we've tried to, have a presence in just about all the different venues out there.
Well, there's obviously you guys are using a lot of different tools, including or that fall under the umbrella of the VIPER program. But if I'm a member of another agency and I see how successful your program is, how would you counsel me to go ahead and get started using these same tools in my community?
Well, I think the first thing to remember is that the tools aren't an end to themselves. The goal is to make that connection. And I think most police departments understand, the communities and who has influence in those communities and who they're really connected with. So I think the first thing to do is to, identify those people that can provide feedback on what you're doing, how you're doing it, and then how you're communicating it. So I recommend focus groups. Everyone pretty much knows what type of media is out there, but first to engage the community to find out what their needs and desires are instead of just jumping into social media and then working backwards. So, that's key. The other thing is there's a number of different resources out there now for social media. IACP has put together a real good guide on their site as to model policies and approaches and, what is this and what is that. So, reach out to those agencies that have done it and to provide some feedback. I think we've done a good job, but we've learned a lot, too. Looking back, we would have done some things differently, particularly on the community engagement part of the program.
And I think you guys have done a great job using some innovative ways to interact with your community. If you could talk to me about one of those ways, the holiday shopping safety campaign.
Sure. We, obviously as our society has evolved and as portable electronic devices have evolved, whether it be iPhones, Droids, GPS units, laptops, you name it, the thieves have targeted these items and they're very easy to steal. They're very portable. So, we recognized as the holiday season approached that, we needed to try to raise awareness so folks were paying attention to not only themselves and what's going on, but also their belongings. So we started a Watch Your Bag BOCA campaign, very simple in terms of message, but we pushed it out in a number of different venues. We had a movie screen ad that we put out there. We actually did bus tails and advertisements on bus tails. We did flyers on tabletops. And, we had a number of, we just flooded the market with a message. And we also did some street level stuff in terms of handing out crime prevention warnings and that type of thing to try to keep people aware of what's going on around. There's nothing worse in the holiday season than making a substantial purchase for a loved one and then have it stolen from you, in a moment. So, we that was one way, and including the social media in terms of pushing information out, that we identified a need and addressed it.
Well, Chief, I think you're doing a great job with the program and a great job of branding, and we do definitely appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today about the Viper program and all the different innovative ways you are using social media to increase your community policing efforts.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.